T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a rise in COVID patients, along with visits by non-COVID patients, is really making things busy at County USC Medical Center. Let's get the latest live from KNX 1070's John Barrett.
We've had a surge in the number of coronavirus cases all around the state, all around the country, really, and L.A. County is certainly getting hit hard. And County USC Medical Center, which is the county's busiest hospital, is getting slammed too. 45 COVID-19 patients in the ICU alone, about a 120 COVID patients overall. Staffers there have never had to treat so many at once. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Brad Spellberg tells CNN it's not just USC County that's being overwhelmed with these cases.
And at this point, our ICUs throughout the city and throughout the county are really becoming saturated. And at this pace, if it doesn't stop, we are going to be in trouble.
He says in addition to the increase in COVID-19 patients, as you said, the facility has also seen more non-COVID patients coming in, adding to the stress level at the hospital. He believes that if this surge continues, there will be a breaking point. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Signs up talking about high-risk areas.
City Council member Gil Cedillo put them there. It's his district.
We are not being political about this. We're being very candid, very honest with our constituents to let them know the dangers about this pandemic so that we can respond in a thoughtful way.
Cedillo tells KNX the areas are prone to the virus because they have many multi-generational households, a large working poor population, and density like New York City.
They're in the areas that are most impacted. So, for example, if you go around MacArthur Park, you'll see them. If you go around Pico Union, you'll see them. If you go further south, you'll see them.
Cedillo says he just wants people in the area to be extra careful, wear a mask, gloves, and use hand sanitizer. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070.
Overall crime has reportedly decreased in LA during the pandemic, but homicides, manslaughter, things like that are up. And researchers at USC looked at this data from the LAPD. They found that 136 people were murdered in LA during the first 6 months of 2020. Half of the cases Hispanic, another 35% were black.
So Manhattan Beach is now cracking down on the face masks. The warnings are done. Now you're going to get a fine if you don't have one. First offense, $100. The mayor is Richard Montgomery. He says education, quote, has been falling from day one, and the rule will be enforced throughout the entire city, not just at the beach or the greenbelt or the parks.
Don't look at the dollar sign next to it, folks. You need to look at it and say, does it make a difference? Will it make a difference? And if we direct the city manager and police to say, look, we'll pay for extra patrols, and just all of a sudden show up on Friday on the Strand at both ends, and you don't have a facial covering, guess what? Ticket.
And by the way, so the first offense is $100. The second is $200. After that, it's $500 for every incident if you're not wearing a mask. Santa Monica and West Hollywood also issuing fines for not wearing masks.
It's been an increase in cases among farm workers in Ventura County after an outbreak at a temporary housing facility. LA Times reporting that farm workers account for 7% of the county's nearly 5,000 cases, 5% more than before the outbreak.
An Inland Empire church that has thousands of members says religious gatherings will continue. without violating the governor's health order.
Indoor church services a no-go here in Southern California under the governor's new coronavirus orders. But one church in Fontana is not letting that stop their services.
We're going to go ahead and go out on our patio, run two services on Saturday night on the patio. They're telling me that they're both pretty much sold out at this point already.
Senior Pastor Danny Carroll with Word of Life speaking with KNX.
At Easter time, we run 2,500 people on that patio. We can run large services outside.
Some religious groups have been very critical of Governor Newsom, saying it's unfair that big retail can stay open while churches can't. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The pandemic has forced therapists and psychiatrists to see their patients by video link as more people report mental health issues. Tamara McClintock-Greenberg is a psychologist from the Bay Area, says her clients love virtual therapy.
They love the convenience of it. They feel like it's just as effective. I feel like it's just as effective. In fact, I think for some people, it's even more effective because there's a little bit of less pressure since they're not in the same room with me, so they can talk about some more sensitive topics.
There are still some people who really need that personal connection and have been skipping their therapy as a result. She says being a therapist is harder using Zoom as you have to concentrate more on cues that patients are feeling, distress, and she estimates that around 70% of current clients will want to stay online going forward.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.